This podcast contains adult language. Welcome to the DigitalDarren.com podcast. I'm your host, Digital Darren. Today is September 14th, and with me today is Double R. What's up, homie?
What's going on with you, man?
Chilling, man. First, I want to apologize to all the fans in New Orleans. We recorded two episodes, and we had some technical difficulties, so we're trying to get that information back, but right now.
I don't think it was technical difficulty. I think everybody was just drunk down there. Wild. Wild weekend in New Orleans.
The NFL version of Picks and Kicks, we got to find Lenny, so we missed the college one. So we missed the week one NFL Picks and Kicks, excuse me, and we missed the week three college football Picks and Kicks. So we apologize for that. We want to start, before we start, do you want to talk about New Orleans real quick?
Yeah, we got to talk about the New Orleans game.
All right. Well, just the trip in general, how did you enjoy it?
Oh, man, I enjoyed myself. It was a great trip to the big city. What they call it, the Big Easy?
Yeah, the Big Easy.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a great trip.
Yeah, that was your...
Down there for a Falcon game, I'm telling everybody, all the Falcon fans, Saints fans, you got to travel to Atlanta or New Orleans when they play. It's a great rivalry.
Yeah, that's the perfect word, rivalry. I don't know if the NFL have that many rivalries like that. But that's one of the true ones. Anyway, did you have any thoughts on week one in the NFL in general?
Oh, yeah, it was some pretty good games in the NFL. First of all, Falcons and Saints game. I'm just pissed off at this Matt Ryan, man. I'm going to tell you firsthand, we paid you this fucking money to fucking win the game on the goal line when it counts. Didn't do it when it counts. That's why we didn't go to the Super Bowl. So I want to give him a Buster of the Week award.
Well, we have the awards. We have the You Suck. We have the Lewinsky Award for whoever deserves some head. And we have the You Suck Award for whoever sucks. So I guess you're giving Matt Ryan your You Suck Award, right?
Yeah, you suck.
Okay. Who are you giving your Lewinsky Award to for whoever deserved head?
Let me see. Who had it? I hate to give it to him. I'm going to give it to two people.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Kaepernick and Bolden. Boy, it was a good combination out there in San Francisco against Green Bay.
That was going to be my Lewinsky Award, was Kaepernick and Bolden. I didn't know they would be that good. I really didn't think Kaepernick would be that good. But
I don't know. It might be a week one. You might can't jump on that tandem this year.
Yeah. I know this is the NFL, but I want to stick my You Suck Award to college, and I want to go Mack Brown and Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin needs to be fired, point blank, period. He hasn't done anything. And Matt Brown was so desperate, he basically fired his coordinator at halftime. So,
Why you like Lane Kiffin?
I mean, he just haven't won it. Nothing anywhere he's been. He had 175 year, and then that was pretty much, the most he's done. So, just think he gets too much credit for not that much work done.
Lane Kiffin, he's a character. He lost that game, he's going to have a win out. Or his ass going to be out of USC.
Yeah. And, I know this is the NFL podcast again, but I had to sneak that in. For my NFL, too, I would say You Suck probably goes to Jacksonville. They look like they're the worst team in history, and they may be the second 0-16 team ever. They look horrible. Like, I don't see why they wouldn't get Tim Tebow.
Well, I don't think they suck, but that shit, I don't think they go 0-16. You got to really suck to go 0-16.
Jacksonville look like they really suck.
I think they're going to jump on the back of James Drew. He'll win at least three games himself.
Okay. All right. Well, with NFL Picks and Kicks, what we're going to do is different from college. Since we're going to go through pretty much every NFL game, we're just going to say a real quick thought about the game. We're going to pick a winner, a straight-up winner. Then we're going to talk about the lines, too. And we're going to say, whether that line makes sense, would you bet that line or would you not? And I'll read off the games and the lines to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, the first game is the Falcons. versus the Rams.
Yeah, they're going to beat the Rams. Matt Ryan don't lose too many in that dome.
I agree. I think they're going to beat the Rams, too. I think the Rams were a little fool goal last week with the Cardinals. I got the Falcons winning, too. The line is Atlanta by 5. Do you think they cover, or do you think the Rams keep it close?
I think they're a little bit better from last year, so. But they still young.
I think Atlanta wins, but I don't think they cover the line. I think Atlanta wins maybe 24-20. So that way you lose, I mean, the money line. So I wouldn't bet that line. I would actually bet the Rams.
I actually think they'll win by a touchdown.
Okay, so you got the Falcons. You think that line should be covered then?
Yeah.
All right, next we got Carolina at Buffalo.
Carolina and Buffalo, well, that's a good one. I want to go with Cam Newton, but Cam ain't did then for me to grow with him. So I'm taking Buffalo. C.J. Spiller, E.J. Manuel. And what, it's in Buffalo?
Yes, in Buffalo.
Cam should win the game, but he haven't done that for me, so I'm going to go with Buffalo. Who you like?
I think I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be actually like a two-point game. Or a 3-point game. So they have Carolina by 3. So I would bet against, I would bet the Buffalo side of that. And so I definitely don't see Carolina winning the game. So one line has Carolina by 3. ESPN has it even. But I would take Buffalo on though. I think that's where the safe money is. So I got Buffalo winning too. All right. The next game after that is the Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears.
No, I like Jay Cutler them. I think they Jay Cutler ain't the best, but they should destroy Minnesota, because you take AP out of the game, Minnesota's nothing. Christian Palmer suck. And in a while, if you don't produce, you have to go with Matt Castle.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson. I mean, it's a one-man show. I don't know what I think about Chicago. I think that they want to. Close game against Cincinnati. I don't know how good or bad Cincinnati is. I'm actually going to take.
They got a good defense, too. Cincinnati, a young, good team. You know, they made a playoff last year, so. Actually, I picked Cincinnati to win that division.
Yo, that's in our NFL preview podcast. Go back and check that out. I got Minnesota winning, so I think I'm going to go against you on this. The money line is really high, though. They had Chicago by 6 saying that, you know, I don't think they're going to beat Minnesota by a touchdown, by 6 points. If they do win, I actually got Minnesota winning, so I would take Minnesota on it. But if Chicago does win, I don't see them winning by a touchdown. It's just hard. It's hard to win by a touchdown in the NFL unless the other team absolutely sucks. Unless it's the Raiders or the Jaguars, I wouldn't say that about any team losing a touchdown. So that's me. What about the money line? Do you think you got Chicago winning by 6 or more?
I take them by 6 here. Minnesota, really? You start AP, that's it for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Chris Duponte don't scare me to beat nobody.
I can agree with that. All right, let's go to the Redskins and the Packers. That's the next game. The next game is the Redskins and the Packers.
No, I think RG3 for the cold 0-2. He look a little rusty. He like he's still hurt, really, to me. In that Monday night game against Philly. But I don't see him beating the Redskins. I mean, beating the Packers. Hold on, right? Let me give them a bottle.
It's all good. I got Washington winning. I got Green Bay winning as well. I don't think RG3, even though he looked sluggish and came on at the end, I just don't think Washington's that good this year. Yeah, so I agree with you. I think Green Bay going to win. The money line for the game is Green Bay by 8. That's pretty high. But I actually think Green Bay going to beat the shit.
I don't think it's going to be that, but yeah. I like Green Bay.
Yeah, I actually think Green Bay going to beat the shit out of them. I think they're going to beat them by 10. So, strangely enough, I agree with the money line.
I don't. If RG3 don't show up big, it's going to be somebody like Morris or somebody's
going to have to help RG3. Yeah, that is a real big high money line. I agree with you.
Really, defense going to cause some turnovers or something for the Redskins to win the game.
All right, the next game is the Dolphins at the Colts.
Dolphins and Colts. Where is in
It's in Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I like Luck, them.
I do too.
I like Andrew Luck over Tannehill. It really gonna be who make them a state free game. I think RG3. I mean, Andrew Luck the better quarterback than Tannehill. Tannehill known to turn over.
I agree with you. The money line is Indy by one. I think Indy gonna win by field goal. So I would say take them. I would say bet on Indy in that one. Next game is the Cowboys at the Chiefs.
Actually, I like the Chiefs in this game.
You do?
I like the Chiefs. The Cowboys, they won. They a little bad because they won that game against the Giants. Eli turned the ball over a lot. But it really anyone's game.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Both of them played solid, but you're right. The Cowboys didn't play good. I was going to pick the Cowboys.
No, too, so I got to go with the Chiefs. I want to see Jamal Charles, see what Alex Smith do, see if he get the ball to move.
I'm with you. I agree. I got to go with the Chiefs as well or whatever. And the money line is KC by three, so I would take that money line.
I would take that too.
Yeah. Yeah. To all our listeners, we hoping you betting these money lines. You can win a little money and send us a donation.
Hey, yeah, you should. You got a wrong witness.
All right, next is the Chargers versus the Eagles. Chargers at the Eagles. Real quickly, what did you think about Michael Vick's performance in the first game?
That was a great performance, but a lot of people didn't see that. What I saw, I seen Michael Vick take a lot of hits. He can't take a lot of hits like that. He's going to end up getting knocked out or hurt.
Yeah, because
Michael Vick healthy. The offense looked okay, but it's just going to depend on how Michael Vick will, how Michael Vick take him. I like the Eagles in this game simply because the Chargers gave up their big lead to Houston to come back and win the game. Y'all had that game in your when it into your house and y'all
things
like that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take the Eagles too. But the money line is Philly by eight. I actually think it's gonna be a 3-point game one way or the other. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout.
Yeah.
Because one thing people don't realize about that pace and that type of offense is hard to sustain for 16 games. It's just very hard. And so, you know, I don't see how the Eagles can keep it up, but I do see them winning this game. After that is After that is Cleveland at Baltimore.
That game
never
go either way. It really depends on what offense is going to turn the ball over the most. But I think I would take Baltimore simply because they got more experience than Flacco got more experience than Wheatley. Ray Rice, I think they just going to put the load on Ray Rice to win it. Right. If I'm Baltimore, I'm going to run with Ray Rice in the ground. The receivers dropping a lot of passes against Peyton Manning at Denver.
Yeah.
That game.
Yeah. If this was at home, I would take Kansas City. But on the road, I got to go with Baltimore. Like you said, Flacco doesn't have that many weapons to go with now. So it's, you could tell, but no. The money line is Baltimore by 7. I still think that's a very high money line. I wouldn't take it that far. I would say Baltimore by 4. So if you bet with Cleveland on that, because I don't think they cover. Next is the Titans at the Texans.
Titans and Texans. With that big win there, ain't no way Matt Sharp should go lose to the Titans. So I like the Houston. Aaron Foster be back or he's still waiting?
Well, he played in the first game, so I like Houston too. I think he was mad because he had split carries. But I just think Houston's the better team. So I would go with Houston. And the money line is high. Money line has Houston by 9, which basically saying you think they're going to win by 10. That's real hard to do in the NFL, so I wouldn't take that money line.
Houston by how many?
9.
Nah, I don't see that.
Yeah. All right, then the start of the 4 o'clock games is Detroit at Arizona. Detroit looked really good last week.
Yeah, it really depends. Where is the game? In Arizona?
Yeah.
I might well pick Arizona. Even though Fitzgerald a little banged up, he's still playing.
I'm going to go with Detroit. I like what I saw from Reggie Bush. I like what I saw from Detroit. They're embracing. They're just gonna throw the ball around. And I actually think that they are one of the. I guarantee they go to the playoffs now.
Oh man, you always been a Reggie Reggie Bush dick rider, man. What's up with you and Reggie Bush, man?
I just think he's a really good player. I think in the right scheme, he's a really good player.
He's not that good. He all right.
He better than all right. Now, he not great, but he better than all right.
Man, Reggie Bush is another Jacquizz Rodgers.
He better than Jacquizz Rodgers. And I like Jacquizz Rodgers. All right, so the next 4 o'clock game is the Saints at the Buccaneers.
Saints should win this game easily.
Yeah.
But the Buccaneers, they lose, boy, they 0-2. It's going to be hard for them, boy.
What do you think about Josh Smith?
Who?
Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman. I'm sorry, Josh Freeman.
If he loses his game, your job is on the line.
Yeah.
You might get, they might bench you for the rookie.
I actually think they're going to beat the shit out of the Buccaneers.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think Tampa Bay that good this year, honestly.
They went and spent money on their defense, so against Drew Brees, their defense is going to have to keep them in the game.
Yeah, but I just – Josh Freeman
didn't really get to see how Revis played last week, so.
Yeah. Josh Freeman just don't – he just don't look comfortable right now, and so I don't know what more, they can do for him. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, I got the Saints. And the money line is NO by 3. I would say I would take that money line all day. I think New Orleans going to win by maybe like 6-7, maybe a touchdown. So, next game is Jacksonville at the Raiders. Now, the Raiders aren't – Terrell probably looked good, at least in spurts last week.
Yeah, running the ball. Yeah. He's another running back and quarterback.
Yeah. So, I actually thought – that he looked decent. At least he has one thing he can do. I don't know if Blaine Gabbert can do anything well as a.
Blaine Gabbert sucks. Yeah. I put Denard Robinson back there.
Yeah. He might be the worst quarterback in NFL. Like, they should actually consider going after Tebow. Because they, like I said, they look like the worst 0-16 team, the second 0-16 team in league history. Against Jacksonville, that's the only team I would say you should. If it's a 7-point, take the points every time because they may lose every game by double digits. They look that bad.
They better take field goals.
Anyway, the line is Oakland by 6.
I don't know by 6, but I like Oakland.
Yeah. I like Oakland, too. I actually like Oakland by 6. I just think Jacksonville, they might be the worst team in NFL history when it's all said and done. All right, next is the Manning Bowl, Denver versus New York.
I like Peyton Manning all day.
I do too.
Eli, he got a young receiver. That receiver.
They running game is what's killing them.
Yeah, they had too many turnovers.
Yeah, that's the game. I mean, that's the phase of the game that's killing them. So.
Then they brought back your boy Tippy Toe Jacobs.
Yeah, so if they that desperate, that's a real problem.
Peyton Manning
going to
pick him apart.
Peyton Manning had 7 touchdowns last week. He may have 7 more this week. So, yeah, I agree with you. I have Denver, too. The money line is Denver by 4.
What about 7 more? But I do have Bebe Thomas on fantasy, so give him at least 2 touchdowns.
How many did he catch last week?
I think 1.
Okay. The money line is Denver by 4. I think the Giants keep it close. I think they win. I think Denver wins by a field goal. So I would go bet with the Giants on that. All right. The next game, the 8 o'clock game, the game everybody looking forward to, San Francisco versus Seattle.
You know who I'm picking.
You're a Russell Wilson fan.
Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch. I love it. Really, I think they're going to be a good game. They're going to really pin on who get the ball last. Play free mistake free ball.
I'm going with San Francisco in this game. I just think they're the better team. People gave Seattle a lot of credit, but they struggled against Camden. And I don't know how much stock you put in Camden, but they struggled very badly against Camden. So, and San Francisco looked like the best team in the league how they played. Them and Denver looked like the two best teams in the league by how they played last week.
You're right about that, but Seattle always play bad on the road. So.
Yeah. I still got San Francisco. The money line is Seattle by 1, so I'm assuming you're taking that.
Yeah.
I would go against it. All right. And the last game is the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of your childhood favorites, versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
I love the Steelers, but I'm going to have to go against them, man. I'm going to have to go with the new and up-and-coming Cincinnati Bengals. I picked the Bengals to win this conference with Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, and what's his name, Geno Atkins?
Yeah, Geno Atkins, yo.
Atkins, yes. Actually, Cincinnati have a good defense, too.
Yeah, Geno Atkins, his dad coached us when I was at Clark, and his dad was a wild man. You know what I'm saying? So I can see why he's so good. If his dad prepared him like he tried to do us, I can see why he's so good. I got Cincinnati winning the game, too. The money line is high as hell. The money line is Cincinnati by 8. I don't think they cover that. But
they'll win, but not by 8.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who do you think, now that this is an ongoing debate, who do you think is better, A.J. Green or Julio Jones?
I'm still running with Julio. You can't really tell till this season over.
Right now, I would go with A.J. Green. So.
You go, why? What's your reason?
I just think he's been more explosive. I think that Julio dropped some passes, and Julio is great, but I just feel like A.J. Green is. Put it like this, Julio may be a 98 or a 95. AJ Green is stepping his game up to like a 98, 99. AJ Green is approaching that Calvin Johnson status. Well,
no.
I mean, where teams know that they're going to him and he still catch the ball. He caught 9 passes for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns last week.
I would say Andre Johnson.
Nah, he's better than Andre Johnson. He's better than Andre Johnson right now. That concludes the week 2 picks. Anything you want to say? You want to talk about tell them about the tailgate, where they can find you at, or anything on tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll be tailgating down on Magnum and George Don Avenue in the smooth lot, formerly the Two Live Stooges tailgate, but I think they've been kicking on the air. RTR is now taking over there. So just come down and look for we will have a live podcast with Digital Darren, also MC Soda Man. Also, D Mac and RTR Entertainment, the whole crew.
Come down. If you want to be on the podcast, you know, we'll let you get on, make your predictions, say what you want to say about the league. We'll come up with something real fun tomorrow.
Also, if you want to participate in tailgate, we only charge the fee of $20, all you can drink. So come down early. Once the food is gone, it's gone. You're going to have a great time.
You're going to have a real good time. Again, hope the Falcons pull out a win. And thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Here we go.